You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Open Phones, where it's our turn to get feedback. Here's Griff.
And this Open Phone segment is sponsored by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. We are ready for your call. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-RADIO-30, otherwise known as 888-723-4630.
And we do have several lines open right now, so give us a call, 888-RADIO-30. Hey, Griff, we're a little over two-thirds full now.
Wow.
For the eBay Radio Party and Conference.
So fast.
I know. It's already over two-thirds sold out. We'll be posting our featured speakers on the event page soon. One person that we've been trying to get for years, and she's always had something else to do during that time, is Lisa Satora, is going to give us a beautiful, brand new marketing presentation that is either going to be on our marketing day, which is our first day, or if she can't make it that day, it's going to be one of the other 2 days. So we will have Lisa Satora, and everybody's excited about that.
And don't forget, I'm going to bring in, it'll be up for the entire event, I hope, a photo studio.
I know. You can go in there and learn some stuff.
You can take photos.
Use it. Actually,
it'll be
use
live.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
It will have you'll be able to list something. You'll be able to see the process. There'll be different pieces of equipment that'll be labeled and with search words for finding them on eBay. Everything will be crazy glued like crazy, so you can't walk away with it. Not that I don't trust you. People are basically good. This is coming out of my own pocket.
We're going to have a lot of good things in the goodie bag so they could sell some of those things on eBay.
You know, that would actually be fun, is to have some inventory there that people can, you can give away. Maybe I'll do that. I'll bring a bunch of stuff.
And they'll have the stuff in the goodie bags.
Well, they might not want to sell the stuff in the goodie
bags.
Well,
that's true.
You know how people are.
I know. Yeah, they say, oh, Leah, I will treasure this forever. And about 6 months later, I see eBay Radio Party and Conference Pin 2013.
Well, for some people, forever is just a few months.
I know that.
But then again, we know some people who shall be nameless, eBetsy, who collect like little hoarders.
And, oh, I know.
And I'm just dying to see her.
She's just a little hoarder. What she is. Well, first of all, you don't want to be one of the people who have to go on the wait list at the end here.
No, you don't.
So it all takes place Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th, 18th, and 19th at Bally's Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. $150 gets you in for all 3 days. North Tower Deluxe rooms are only $59 per night and an elevator ride away from the event room. You'll find a reservations link on the registration page, so you can go and register for the event and register for your rooms on the same page. That's ervegas.com to register now. And remember, Griff, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it. That's it, period. If it ain't fun, we ain't doing it. Nope, there's no to it. That's it. That's our motto. Daniel in Front Royal, Virginia, believes me, don't you, Daniel? He's known on eBay as Karate25 Daniel. Hey, Daniel, what's your question or comment today?
Well, I have a question and a comment.
Okay.
We'll take them.
A couple of comments, actually. First of all, I would like to say that I have found, while searching through my junk, I have found 4 video games that I think I can part with. I do not have them listed as of yet, but I will, because I have to research them first, and I have to get a little sighted help and things, and I'll be doing that. I'll be putting those up. I have gotten out of the drop shipping business altogether. As you may or may not remember, I was the gentleman that was selling the fragrances online, trying to drop ship them and things like this.
What a heavily competitive market that is.
Well, I took your advice, Griff, and I have just since, and yours too, Lee, since you both told me that essentially drop shipping would not be a very good idea to start out with, and I have just gotten out of it entirely.
Okay.
So what I'm doing instead is I'll be going to Costco and picking up things.
Oh, that's a smart idea. I know people do very well doing that.
Yeah, cases of things and selling them.
Yeah.
And my question, that was actually going to lead to my question, and you answered it. I was going to ask you, what do you think of me doing that, going to Costco and picking up cases or two of things and bringing them back and selling them?
I think with a little bit of strategy, it can be an effective way of sourcing product. Remember, you're just a one-person operation. So it's not always going to be easy. You may need a big vehicle. I don't think Costco, from what I've heard, I haven't actually stood there and tried to do this where, you know, you do some price comparison in their store. I don't think they care, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. But I know lots of people who use, you know, either Costco or Sam's Club or Big Lots or any place where they're selling product at a price where you can flip it for a profit and, you know, pay for the costs of selling it and you make a profit on it, then it could be worth your while. I'm always intrigued when I go into Costco because that's one of the places I shop with some regularity. And there
sure.
are
yeah,
there
well, we
are things
have,
I
we
see.
We have both of those near us. We have a Big Lots right here in town, and then we have a Costco up about Winchester, about 20-minute drive from us.
Yeah. So my advice,
so
too,
have
is
both of them.
Well, one of the things I would advise anyone doing this is not only compare price in-store, a lot of that merchandise is also available on their website. Not all of it, but a lot of it is. You want to make sure that, you know, the pricing and availability on the website isn't going to end up being one of your competitors. Now, granted, most of the people who are shopping online and come to eBay aren't going to Costco.com and looking for the same stuff, but they might. It's just nice to stay informed. And that's one of the things I've learned from others who do this, is that's an important consideration, not just what's in store that may be of limited availability, but make sure it's also of limited availability on their website as well.
Sure. Sure.
You know, the advantage of the store is you don't pay for shipping. I just did this. I found a piece of furniture at Costco, and I didn't have my big car. I had my smart card. It wasn't going to fit in. I said, oh, I could use this. I have a place for this, and this is a good price. And when I came back, it was all gone. And I went online, and I found it in their store, but I had to pay extra for shipping. The price was obviously better. So, you know, those are the things to keep in mind. But, yeah, I'd say go for it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, mom has an SUV.
Oh, great.
Well, that'll help.
Moms are so handy
it's
sometimes.
It's not going to be a problem at all to get her case or two of stuff because she likes to shop at Costco too.
Well, I wanted to bring up something.
How old is your mother?
How old is my mom?
Yeah.
Let's see. The dear lady will be, I think, 62 in October.
Oh,
she can
young.
Still lift heavy stuff, right?
She can put still her to carry work. Your barbells to the attic.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. Here, Mom, bend over. Put this on your back. Carry this out of the store for me.
Yeah.
I do want to mention that when we told Daniel that it wasn't such a good idea what he was doing with the perfume, with the drop shipping, we didn't mean that in all circumstances drop shipping is bad. Because
no,
it works for thousands of people.
Right.
But just, you know, perfumes and...
He was in a category that's highly competitive.
Exactly.
Right.
So
I mean, the folks that are drop shipping popular fragrances from various sources are doing so on the slimmest of margins if they're trying to make any sales. And you can see this as an observer. If you go to eBay and search for something like Cool Water by Davidoff, you'll see a whole lot of product and very little price differentiation, literally by the pennies. And a lot of that is our people who have dropped shipping sources for that particular clone and are just, they're competing with each other for your bucks at their slim, slim margin. So establishing a position at high volume can help you make a living doing this, but it would be foolish for someone to think it's not competitive. It is very competitive.
Yeah. Well, and my comment, and I know that you guys are going to have your 11th anniversary come June the 17th, 18th, and 19th. Unfortunately, I will not be there.
Daniel!
Because, well, short answer, I don't travel well.
Oh, okay, I understand.
If that makes any sense. I don't travel well. Yeah. I, you know, being totally blind, if I'm in an unfamiliar area, you know, it just, oh, my God, where's the bathroom?
Yeah.
Where's this? Where's that? So, you know, and I can learn my way around quickly, but I just don't travel well.
Yeah. Once you got to the event, if you went, you'd have hundreds of friends that would be willing to help. So.
Oh, and I'm sure of that.
But the travel end, I understand.
I can understand.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Well, my comment is, since I will not be there,
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to wish you fine people a fine 11th anniversary. Happy anniversary to you.
Well, thank you. Well, where's our present?
And
Just put
them over there on the table with the others.
Lee.
What?
He's trying to congratulate
us.
Well,
he's probably got a lot of leftover perfume.
I can't believe you.
Actually, no, I don't have any of that with me.
He was drop shipping it.
Yeah.
You know, Daniel, we are going to have the radio show all 3 days there for an hour and a half.
Okay.
So you could certainly tune in and listen to us while we're there. And we're going to have, you know, we always bring a lot of people from the audience up into the radio show, and people are giving tips over the air. And yeah, some of the speakers are going to be on the show. So it's going to be fun.
We'll make it fun.
You know what? I just thought of something. What if, and I can bounce this idea off of you.
Yeah.
What if one of these days we had a segment where I could call in, I could be a guest speaker.
Mm-hmm.
I could call in. And you guys could basically ask me questions about what it's like to be a blind person selling on eBay and how we do it.
You know what? It's a great idea.
I love that.
It is a great idea. Here's what you want to do, Daniel. Guest at voicemarketing.com.
G-U-E-S-T.
Exactly.
At voicemarketing.com.
That's a great idea.
It's a great idea. Daniel, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Daniel. This open phone segment was sponsored by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put the eBay business finances on autopilot. 888-723-4630. Why don't you call us here on eBay Radio?
Want to take your online business to the next level? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Every day, thousands of pallets of brand name merchandise are available at a fraction of wholesale. And no one has a larger selection than Genco Marketplace, America's largest wholesale liquidator. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's G-E-N-C-O Marketplace.com/eBay.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endicia, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endicia directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endicia. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Small business owners wear many hats. Creator, producer, marketer, salesperson, customer representative, and bookkeeper. Keeping track of all your finances can be a daunting task, but Outright simplifies your small business. Deanna Fink uses Outright and says she doesn't fear the tax man anymore.
And I can do it like on a weekly basis, so I keep track of everything throughout the year and not at the end of the year.
Deanna, does Outright help you stay organized?
At the end of the month, I can see where my profit is, all the different things that takes money out of the money you made. So you can see where your profits are, your losses are, and where you're at.
How easy was it to use Outright?
Simple. It's like QuickBooks is, they have classes, and it was like, I'm not taking a day out of my life to put all this stuff in and learn the program. Outright was so much easier.
Find out how you can simplify your business and keep your finances all in one place. Go to Outright.com. That's Outright.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 243.
Film cameras are great items to sell on eBay. Cindy Shedley is known on eBay as top-rated seller Clover City. She says there are some things to look for when finding cameras to sell on eBay.
A little bit of dust generally doesn't destroy the camera, but you do want to look at some stuff, especially if they've been stored. The first thing you want to do is look at the lens, and if the lens comes off the camera, you want to take the lens off and look through the lens and the camera mirror itself. What we're looking for is mold or fungus. If there's any kind of mold or fungus, that means the camera is not going to be desirable.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready, with girded loin, here is your host, Griff.
This Open Phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, pick up that phone and dial us now at 888-RADIO-30. That number, again, is 888-723-4630.
And for some reason, if you don't want to call in, or you're too shy, or you can't call in, just go to the eBay Radio Player, click on Contact Us, submit your question or comment, or your listing dish item number. We're happy to take care of you over the air. And we have one here, Griff, from Judy Harper in Salem, Indiana, known on eBay as Judy BSA. She said, about a week ago, I noticed that when I sold something, I wasn't hearing the beloved cha-ching from my Android eBay app. I attempted to go into the settings to check the notification settings. Maybe I accidentally turned it off. But when I click on notifications, I get the error message, eBay servers are currently experiencing high usage. Please try again later. I've tried several times over the last few days using three different wireless networks, and I get the same error message each time. The rest of the app seems to be working just fine. I can see my sold items. I'm not getting any notifications through my app, either as a message or a cha-ching sound. I am getting email notifications from eBay when I sell items. Any suggestions?
No. Sorry.
Okay, let's just go home.
No, I don't know. I don't mean to be so flip. Yeah, you sent me an email too, and I forwarded it to the mobile team. I don't know what else to do. I have no idea why it's not working. Mine's working. I assume other people are working. I think it's just you. I think it's someone's picking on you.
Sorry, Judy. He's being a little bit of a jerk.
A little bit.
Just a tiny bit.
I think if I went to review that last response, I'd say I was being a big jerk.
Now, Sean in Vancouver Island, British Columbia, Canada.
I'm serious, though.
Known on eBay as Wiffleball87.
You're not going to give me a chance to...
Hi, Griffin Lee. Love the show, especially Lee. No, he didn't say that.
Yeah, he did.
Hi, Griffin Lee. Love the show. Mm-hmm. Had a suggestion for the Contact Us name. How about the Q, as in question? Griff, we just got this message from the queue. Griff, this message from the queue.
I kind of like it.
But the only problem is people wouldn't know what it means from the contact button. See,
the question queue.
If it said queue, nobody would know what it meant, though.
No, that's true.
See what I mean? But it is. But he's got the right idea here.
Oh, I think so.
Because that would be simple. Also, if you'd like to see my workspace shop garage, go to wifflegames.com and click the garage tab. It's a small space, but organization is key. Wifflegames.com. Okay, I'm going there right now. Okay, FFLEGAMES.com. Let's see what he's got here. And then we'll click on garage. Wifflegames.com. Okay.
I so like it.
I'm on garage. Oh, wow. He's got a pinball machine in there, too. Now, this person is one of the most organized people I've ever seen in my life. Are you seeing these pictures, Griff?
No, I'm not. I'm doing something else. Sorry.
Okay. I want you to look at these pictures and compare your garage.
Where are these
pictures?
He's
doing another show. I'm doing this show. He's doing this.
Tell me.
Go to wifflegames.com.
It's a completely different whip. Okay,
Wiffle. Games.com. Click on garage.
Garage.
You will see Sean's garage. Sean says it's all about organization, and I believe it after looking at these pictures.
Oh, dude, you're much more compulsive than I am. I'm so embarrassed by these photos, I just want to go and hide. Look at everything's on a shelf, and it's labeled and very neat. I mean, if you walked in there, you'd be impressed. If you walked into my garage, you would call a psychiatrist.
Or the hoarder show.
No, you'd call a psychiatrist. You bypass orders.
He says, my space is evolving, constantly changing and rearranging. Every day it becomes more organized, more efficient, and more effective. This is a great place to view my progress and watch the expansion and transformation of my small e-business Wiffle Games.
Wow. That's just beautiful.
It is beautiful.
I'm so depressed.
I don't think I've ever seen a garage this organized in my life.
I just want to go home now. I want to use the kerosene in a match solution to my garage.
It's, you know, this person could have OCD.
Yeah, but that's, see what a good thing OCD can be?
OCD can be a good thing, yeah.
If this is obsessive compulsive disorder, mine is indifferent, I don't care disorder. IIC. I'm indifferent and I don't care. I'm a slob. Why did you show me this? You've ruined my morning.
Because the more organized a person is, the more successful they will become.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's true.
Yeah, I know.
Think about it.
I am thinking about it. I can't think of anything else but now.
If you're the kind of person that sits there and you see a certain corner and you're sitting there and you're looking over at a certain corner in your room and you say, oh, what a mess that is, clean it. I mean, take a quarter of your space and just clean that quarter.
I got four corners. No, each room has
eight
corners.
Here's what you do. You take a fourth of the space in the room.
Yeah.
You clean it absolutely spotless. Don't worry about the other three-fourths. Just clean it spotless. Trust me on this one. It will make you want to clean the rest of it.
All right.
Organization, babe.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not being expedient. Yeah, I'll do it sometime. Later. See ya. Bye. This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. Next up on our second hour, sourcing wholesale products right here on eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Feature Pod.
Inventory Scouts is a brand new company to eBay sellers. In a nutshell, they're an online directory for product sourcing, but with a few new twists. First, they verify all of their vendors. Then they show the average star ratings given by actual users. Plus, you can rate the vendors yourself. There's over 10,000 of them. Go to InventoryScouts.com. Sign up for your free account today. That's InventoryScouts.com for fast and free sourcing solutions.
On eBay is easier with Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers. We keep your inventory up to date and automatically relist for you. Stitch puts your inventory, orders, and shipping info in one central spot that you can access from anywhere. Not sure what items are selling best or what your sales trends are? Our easy-to-read reports will tell you. Enjoy a free extended trial at stitchlabs.com, discount code eBay Radio. That's stitchlabs.com, discount code eBay Radio.
We're always searching out interesting and relevant guests for our show with the goal of helping our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com and click on the big blue Archives on Demand button. Then click on the tab that says Be a Guest and fill out the web form to apply. We'll get back to you ASAP, and maybe we'll be seeing you soon on the radio.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the Archives homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
You know what you want to do. Share your items with the world on social networks like Pinterest and Facebook. You want to get in front of that 1.5 billion people. Social Beacon from PageMage can help. Perhaps you don't know where to start, or maybe you did start but don't know what to do next, or even if it's working. As social media has grown, so has the research on what works for online sellers. And we are here to help. Built for marketplace sellers, new Social Beacon from PageMage lets you promote your listings on social networks, giving you real-time metrics so you'll know what works. Social Beacon saves you time with simultaneous and scheduled posts. And with Social Beacon's guidance, you'll be a successful social marketer and not a listing spammer.
and it's free. You can share your first item in 5 minutes. To learn more about Social Beacon, go to pagemage.com. And did we mention it's free?